With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Correspondent Jim Kress has details about the tragic Charlotte shooting that killed three U.S. Marshals.
According to Charlotte Mecklenburg police, gunfire erupted here when a U.S. Marshals task force attempted to serve a warrant for possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. As law enforcement officials approached the house, a hail of gunfire erupted from within the house, striking a total of eight law enforcement officials and killing three members of the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force. The suspect, who shot at police and the marshals, was killed by officials in the front yard. This tragic event caused several Charlotte area schools to go on lockdown, which was later lifted. Jim Kress, SRN News, Charlotte.
Prosecutors have dropped charges against an Arizona rancher who fatally shot a migrant who was on his property last year.
The shooting happened in January of 2023. George Allen Kelly says he fired warning shots at a group of men on his cattle ranch. He was on trial nearly a month, but the jury deadlocked. And now the prosecutor in Santa Cruz County has opted against a new trial.
Because of the unique circumstances and challenges surrounding this case,
Judge Thomas Fink made it official.
The court's going to grant the dismissal.
The family of the victim, 48-year-old Gabrielle Quain Buitamea, met with consular officials last week looking for an explanation about the case ending in a mistrial. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A federal appeals court has ruled that West Virginia's and North Carolina's refusal to cover certain transgender treatments with government-sponsored insurance is discriminatory. On Wall Street, the Dow by 146 points, the NASDAQ rose 55. This is SRN News. A Canadian boy is suspended from school over his choice of apparel.
16-year-old Mataki O'Kane got kicked out of Ontario's Granite Ridge Education Center for wearing a hoodie bearing the words, "There are only two genders." O'Kane says officials were unmoved by his claim of free speech and is noting of the fact that the school is festooned with gay pride posters. The student was sent home, and his mother says Child Protective Services later called her to inquire about her son's condition. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
17 states are challenging new Biden administration rules entitling workers to time off and other accommodations for abortions. Arkansas and Tennessee have filed a lawsuit in federal court calling the new rules an illegal interpretation of the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. The Biden rules mean that legislation aimed at making pregnancy easier for working women will now also make it easier for women to have an abortion. This is SRN News. It looks like panda diplomacy may be making a comeback.
They are one of China's most beloved exports. A pair of giant pandas will soon make the journey from China to the U.S. They'll take up residence at the San Diego Zoo. It's part of an ongoing conservation partnership between the two countries. The San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance says its caretakers recently visited China to meet with the giant pandas. One of them is a 5-year-old male, the other panda, a nearly 4-year-old female. Rich Thomason reporting.
For the first time, negotiators from most of the world's nations are discussing actual text for what it's supposed to become, a global treaty to end plastic pollution. Most contentious is the idea of limiting how much plastic is manufactured globally. That idea remains in the text at this stage over the strong objections of plastic-producing countries. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.